You're listening to another news on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage, bringing news, views, and music from the youth perspective, the things we care about straight from our mouth. In other news, it's a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute. I'm your host, Denovic Fronteras. On today's show, we'll have some local news, events, and a story. At Me Senior reporter Chloe Chobol has a story about a guy playing in an unusual place. Quinn White has some news for us. Ezra Dan has events, and Jada Nguyen will be the DJ. We'll start the show with the news. Hi, Quinn and Jada.
Thanks, Denovic. The skyrocketing prices of EpiPens across the nation have been in the news a lot lately. The cost of this life-saving medicine is even more expensive here in Alaska. According to Alaska Dispatch News, the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Alaska writes about 20 to 30 EpiPen prescriptions a day. In 2007, an EpiPen could be purchased without insurance for around $100, but now the device, which is used to counteract severe allergic reactions, can cost a patient upwards of $607 in the lower 48 alone. But in Alaska, the cost is about 10 to 20% higher. For patients without insurance, the lowest price in town runs for about $683 and can cost up to $883.
Anchorage has decided to take a more aggressive approach to cut unemployment rates in Mountain View, one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. About 8,000 people live in Mountain View, and nearly 22% of the population is unemployed. AmeriCorps Vista volunteers will be going around the community, knocking on doors and going to local events, trying to help guide people in need of work in the right direction.
The unemployment rate is much higher in Mountain View than it is in the rest of Anchorage. According to Alaska Dispatch News, in February, the state started offering job training classes at the Mountain View Library, but information about these programs is mostly spread by word of mouth. AmeriCorps Vista volunteers will make sure the job seeker's contact information is plugged into a database. That person looking for work will now receive emails, texts, or calls the next time a job fair or training program is coming up to the library.
The Anchorage School District has recently decided to adopt the ALICE program in case of an emergency school shooting. ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. The program is being used by 3,700 school districts and more than 1 million individuals nationwide.
Under ALICE, staff will announce that there is an active shooter in the building and describe them and say where they are headed. This way, classrooms that are far enough away can opt to evacuate, while nearby classes will need to stay put. Currently in ASD, teachers are told to turn off the lights and lock the doors once they hear the announcement saying that the school has been put under lockdown mode. The program will cost ASD $56,000 this year, then an additional $25,000 the next 2 years for training renewal. And that's it for news. Back to you, Denovic.
Thanks, Quinn. This is another news produced by the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM. I'm Denovic Fronteras. Next, we'll listen to some music from Jada Nguyen. Go, Jada!
Thanks, Denovic. As he said, I'm Jada, and I'll be your DJ today. We'll be playing music from different countries. First, you'll hear Ngai To Love by Yo Yaya Mua, You're Really Gone by Yin Wei Xiang, and Kailangangita by Polio Pascual. Enjoy. Oh,
Kailangan mong malaman na ikaw lamang.
Welcome back to The Journey from Asia. You just heard Kailangan Kita by Piolo Pascual, You're Really Gone by Yin Wei Xiang, and Ngai Tola by Yaya Mo. I'll be back in a bit.
Up next, we have a story from ATME senior reporter Chloe Chobol. It's a piece about a musician who plays music in a unique location.
In a tunnel near Elderberry Park in Anchorage, 23-year-old Oliver West tunes his guitar. It's 9 p.m. The pluck of an E string rebounds off the wall. The echo creates a stir on the coastal trail, and a cluster of people gather to watch. West enjoys the sound and feel of the tunnel. It helps him perform his music more confidently.
Sometimes I'll just play in here by myself. If no one's there, I'll just run through some tunes. And I won't even listen to myself. I'll listen to the echo, just because the echo sounds great.
West's inspiration for busking in tunnels came in Münster, Germany, after he heard the sound of a saxophone in the distance.
I kind of walked over in that direction. I popped my head around the corner. It wasn't a saxophone. It was three old drunk dudes just like wailing on those like battered old junker guitars.
West thought, if these guys can do it, why can't I?
I mean, the thing that struck me about it was, despite the fact that they sounded bad, the tunnel sounded great.
West took the tunnel idea back home to Anchorage. Born and raised here, he has now been busking for about 6 months. This fall, he returns to Münster, a city in Germany's North Rhine-Westphalia region, where he's been teaching English under a Fulbright scholarship awarded for his academic excellence. He is the 10th Fulbright scholar from UAA in the last 10 years. West says he prefers to play at night. He sees his music as nocturnal. He flips the guitar upwards and then hits the strings, like a drum, for a song.
I don't know. I think one of the things that people really respond to is the kind of, not so much what I play, but how I play. I think a lot of people say sometimes, like, wow, you know, your face is crazy when you play.
Rather than strumming, he uses his fingers to pick the notes on the neck of the guitar. The drum-like sound creates an echo within the guitar, which is doubled by the echoes in the tunnel. Skylar Cotillar and her daughter Peyton watch West perform. When Cotillar first heard sounds coming from the tunnel, she thought, that's a little creepy.
It was odd, which is what drew me to it, but then when I walked through the tunnel and actually listened to him, I was really intrigued.
Walkers, bikers, and longboarders pass by. A man continues walking, then just before he leaves the tunnel, he does a double take, like he's debating if it's worth it to stay.
It's almost like something you'd find more in New York than small town Anchorage.
That was Casey Rich. She came down to the Coastal Trail with her friend Cotillar for the music. Wes says the unexpectedness of his presence is what has made Anchorage his favorite city to busk in throughout his travels from Europe to Portland.
Because it's unique here and people are really stoked about it. It's not just kind of like, oh, there's another dude sitting on the street or, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, there's a guy in a tunnel in the middle of the night, you know, singing these kind of melancholy songs and things like that. It is unusual.
West has a passion for lyrics, poems, and prose. He grew up playing music. His first instrument was the trumpet.
That's years gone by. I couldn't do it. It would sound just like farts. No, it would not be good.
Now bass and guitar are his primary instruments. West plays left-handed. He played bass in the Anchorage band Tiltback and the cinematic rock group Presque Vu. Now he's solo. His first album, Barn Burning, was released on June 30th, 2016, and is available on SoundCloud, YouTube, and Bandcamp. The title of his album was inspired by the short story of the same name by William Faulkner.
I can tell the music is straight from the soul, without filter.
That's James Galloway, one of West's most frequent audience members. He's been watching West perform for about a month. For Galloway, the music was profoundly unique. He's seen how people respond.
They're like another folk singer, but then they sit back and listen to the very sounds, and they're thrown back, taken back by the melodies.
As more people gather in the tunnel, West becomes energetic and engages with his audience, asking people what they want to hear. His performance changes the atmosphere of the dark tunnel. It's warm and feels safe. Just as West finishes a song, a train passes overhead.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Chloe Chobel.
Yeah. Train applause. Yes. Yeah.
Great story. Thanks, Chloe. All right, back to some more music, Jada.
Hello again. First you'll hear Don't Go, Don't Go by Brown Eyes, Can We Go Back to the Way We Were by Chris Sendo, and Mass Magan by Two States.
Oh, मन मस्त मगन मन मस्त मगन
You just heard Masmagan by Two States, Can We Go Back to the Way We Were by Crescendo, and Don't Go by Brown Eyes. I'll be back in a bit with some more music.
You're listening to Another News, production of Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm your host, Denovic Fronteras. Now we'll hear from Ezra Dan with some events happening around town.
The Alaska State Fair is hosting rapper G-Eazy at the Kendall Borealis Theater for a concert on September 1st at 7 p.m. G-Eazy has released two albums since his 2011 breakout. His albums titled These Things Happen topped the Billboard Hip Hop, R&B, and Rap Albums charts in 2014. Other musicians playing at the fair include Andy Grammer, Randy Houser, and Old Dominion. Visit alaskastatefair.org for more information. The Seward Music and Arts Festival begins September 23rd and ends on the 25th. The festival takes place at the Dale Lindsay Alaska Railroad Intermodal Facility and includes a food court, art show, and over 20 musical acts and dance performances. The festival features locals including the Hannah Yoder Band, Modern Savage, and Dirty Hands. Others from the Lower 48 include Anna Tivel, Jeffrey Martin, and Lottie Da. The International Gallery of Contemporary Art is having a block party on D Street from 5 to 10 p.m. on September 2nd. This free family event offers musical performances, food, and live art. Events are located right outside the International Gallery in downtown Anchorage. The Anchorage Market and Festival offers entertainment on stage in 300 booths with food, crafts, art, gifts, and clothing. It takes place at 3rd Avenue between C and E Streets on September 3rd and 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Take advantage of your last chance to visit Anchorage's largest market before it closes for the winter. Open Projector Night will be on Tuesday, September 10th at Beartooth Theater and Pub. OPN is an open mic for local filmmakers. The short stories presented show what's happening in the Alaska indie film community. Film submissions 10 minutes or less will be accepted on September 3rd at the Spinard Boscos. The event starts around 10 p.m. That's all for events. I'm Ezra Dan.
Thanks, Ezra. You're listening to Another News, a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Denevic Fronteras. We'll throw it back to Jada for some more music.
Lastly, you'll hear Already One Year by Brown Eyes, The Real Promise by Ji Young, Bright by Flower, and Bang 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 by Big Bang.
Tin ai vì đã có lần đầu qua. Yeah.
Songs were Bang 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 by Big Bang, Bright by Flower, The Real Promise by Ji-young, and Already 1 Year by Brown Eyes. You heard Hmong, Chinese, Tagalog, Indian, Thai, Korean, Japanese, and Vietnamese songs. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jada. You're listening to Another News, a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm your host, Denovic Fronteras. Well, that's our show. We'd like to thank all of you for listening today. Big thanks to Spirit Youth, United Way of Anchorage, and Ramusan Foundation. This is my last show because I'm heading off to training in Massachusetts in a few weeks. I'm really excited. I'm ready to start my new journey on my own. Shout out to Jurley for inspiring me to find my gifts and talents. Thank you, Jurley, for everything. Thank you to our contributors, Alaska Teen Media, Chloe Chobal, Ezra Dan, Marlon Saturnito, Quinn White, Levi Davies, and Jada Nguyen. If you would like to share your stories or make great radio as well, join at me. Find us online and listen to the past stories at alaskateenmedia.org. Be sure to tune into the next broadcast of Another News Saturday, September 24 at 4 p.m. right here on KNBA 90.3 FM. Thank you for listening.